Hello, my name's James.
My name's Tom.
My name's Nathan.
And today we're going to talk about diversity and equality within the public services. We have chosen the police as they show an excellent example of how to include everyone.
So, starting with equal opportunities. According to Nottingham Police, the Nottinghamshire Police is committed to providing equality of opportunity in terms of employment. Most police forces have a document for their officers to sign to then indicate if they are ever to break the contract, then there will be a penalty for that particular individual. This also applies in the recruitment process, with not discriminating towards anyone.
The Equality Act 2010 prohibits discrimination in employment or in the provision of training and education on the grounds of any of the following protected characteristics, which are age, disability, gender, marriage, race, religion or belief, or sexuality.
Equal opportunities are a vital point in the police as they are serving the public. Therefore, they must consider every race, nationality, sex and gender, like Tom said, within their job. Therefore, some officers are put in specific locations to engage with similar cultures or communities that they can relate to. This helps by giving opportunities to every race and not discriminating a certain person for their beliefs. They have a duty to look after the public, and this said, they shouldn't inflict their personal beliefs on any of the public and should treat everyone fairly, as this is a strict policy that has to be followed.
So next is grievance procedures. Police officers and police staff have the right of appeal. The appeal must be made in writing to the nominated grievance appeal official within 5 working days of receipt of the notification of the grievance outcome letter. The individual should set out the grounds for the appeal against the decision.
If a member has a grievance, they should liaise with the branch representative or any other federal official, and in the first instance raise the matter with their boss or try to achieve an informal resolution. Members should always try to obtain an informal resolution where possible.
The grievance procedure in police aims to listen to every employee and complaints from every point of view, and is an outline for a professional way to deal with these situations. Issues that make cause grievances include terms and conditions of employment, health and safety, work relations, bullying and harassment, working environment, new working practices or organisational change, and discrimination. This dismisses any problems that an individual may have and aims to prevent all things listed above that may be negative.
So the next point is bullying and harassment. If a police officer is found guilty of bullying and or harassment, then their respective police station will then apply disciplinary action going on how severe the actions were.
This policy and procedure is taken very seriously, as no one should be bullied in their workplace regardless of their job or role. This is set up by the police to prevent and to manage complaints made by colleagues of bullying. This policy tries to take out any negative comments and negative morale made to others and tries to promote diverse and equal rights for everyone, regardless of whatever you want to be.
Bullying harassment means any unwanted behaviour that makes someone feel intimidated, degraded, humiliated or offended. It is not necessarily always obvious or apparent to others and may happen in the workplace without an employer's awareness.
Other anti-discrimination. In the police, anti-discrimination is a key point that they want to highlight, and they try and do this by putting in strict procedures that allow everyone, no matter what background you come from. They seek to ensure that no member of staff is victimised or subjected to racial, sexual or any form of harassment, and that everyone feels secure and content in the workplace, and that means that they are free from intimidation or discrimination.
So with the anti-discrimination policy, this policy comes under the Equal Opportunities document that police officers are required to sign. I think this policy is good because it kind of deters the police officers from committing discrimination against people.
Recording and monitoring of equal opportunities data and complaints. The recording and monitoring of equal opportunities data should be at the top checkpoint for the police, and is, as they put in policies like the Equal Opportunities Act within their website, which displays that they're open to everyone of all sexualities, races, disabilities and others. The recording of these stats should be recorded to ensure that the policies that are being put in place are working and aren't causing conflict between a specific race or belief. If they see that it is, then they will do their best to stop it and are required by law to do so.
There are many benefits to an employer in having an equal opportunities policy that is effectively implemented and communicated to all employees. It may improve the recruitment process, help retain valued employees, and deter acts of unlawful discrimination.
Police forces monitor the different ethnicities in their workforce to try their best to not just have one ethnicity.
Complaints procedures for service users. If you think that an officer or someone who serves the public has done something wrong or against you or directly to target a set minority that discriminates them in any way, then the public can put in a complaint about the event that has taken place. According to Avon and Somerset Police, the police are set out on these specific policies. Act with honesty and integrity, fairness and impartiality. Treat members of the public with their colleagues with respect. Not abuse their powers or authority. Act in a manner that does not discredit or undermine the public confidence in the police service.
Diversity issues within employment. According to Essex Police, we take diversity related issues very seriously and continually review how we can best meet the needs of the residents of Essex and those who work and visit there. So the police do take diversity into consideration during recruitment.
The procedure sets out steps we will take when we receive a complaint from users of the service, an organisation or member of the public. It does not address complaints by staff or volunteers, which are dealt with through grievance and disciplinary procedures, nor job applicants from recruitment procedure. Next up is the employment within the public services.
Most police officers are men. In England and Wales, in 2017, it was recorded that only 29.1% were women officers, which shows a clear divide in gender equality, which raises an issue. In 2018, the government website stated that 93.4% of officers were white and 6.6% came from other ethnicity groups, which shows a clear divide in opportunities available for non-white within the UK. This can lead to such problems like conflict within a certain ethnicity or community and other racism that may occur.
Sometimes treating people differently is a way to ensure equal opportunities of employment in the public service. Diversity entails valuing people in their own merit regardless of their ethnic origin, nationality, disability, age, gender, sexual orientation and religion or belief.
Development of a diverse workforce. The Met Police are on a drive to increase the proportion of ethnic minorities in its workforce. Many more constabularies are doing this across the country, catering for employees' needs through support mechanisms such as staff unions, associations and federations. The Police Federation is an example of a federation to help. They represent 131,000 police officers and support their families across England and Wales by promoting their interests such as health and safety, matters of discipline, diversity, welfare and providing support and training to colleagues to achieve professionalism required by the government that sets standards. They do this by displaying leadership, listening and reflecting on issues and concerns of the members, make reasonable decisions based on strategies in negotiating to improve the conditions of service and pay of members.
In September 2006, Gloucestershire Police was taken to an industrial tribunal for illegally rejecting 108 applicants from white men. 6 months earlier, Avon and Somerset Police admitted it had rejected nearly 200 white applicants. Both police forces were seeking to advance diversity. This leaves public sector HR professionals with a dilemma. On one hand, they're required to employ more staff from ethnic minorities to reflect the communities they serve, yet on the other, you have to comply with equality legislation.
Some more statistics on development of a diverse workforce is that between 2007 and 2018, the percentage of police officers from the Asian, Black, mixed and other ethnic groups combined increased from 3.9% to 6.6%, which shows some improvement of the development of a diverse workforce. The police are now not only promoting equal opportunities a lot more, but generating adverts online and creating things such as apprenticeships to get young talents from every background.
Aspects of work that may impact on an individual's belief. According to the Equality Act 2010, in the police sphere, the Act applies to recruitment, service and vocational training. It is unlawful to discriminate against someone because of religion or religious beliefs. So if a person doesn't want to do something as it's against their religious beliefs, then they cannot be prosecuted in any way.
When you join any service, you are signing up to sit in the middle, as you're not allowed to inflict your beliefs on anyone in the public. However, this said, some police work and other public service work can potentially go against what you believe or what now you may believe because of a certain incident that you might have had with your friends or something like that. This has to be taken into consideration before putting yourself forward for a service, and that they shouldn't discriminate a certain person or community because you just don't like them or they have a personal negative experience with one member or a certain part of the community.
We need an accessible public services without any identification with particular religions or beliefs, and with no discrimination in employment or service delivery, and human rights protection for service users. It is increasingly not the case, as more and more contacts are awarded by local and national government to religious groups that are able to discriminate against employees and service users whilst fulfilling the contract in question. We believe equality and human rights legislation are amending to end the exemptions that makes such discrimination possible.
Going back to catering for employees' needs through support mechanisms, catering for employees' needs is a part of the job that everyone joins. The police set up specific unions, associations and federations. For example, the Police Federation represents 131,000 police officers and supports their families across England and Wales by promoting their interests such as health and safety, matters of discipline, diversity, welfare and providing support and training to the colleagues that achieve to achieve the professionalism required by the government that are the set standards. This shows that what can be achieved by the unions that set up by the police.
Support mechanisms in the UK are sometimes called trade unions or organised associations of workers in a trade, groups of trades or profession formed to protect and further their rights and interests. Each organisation has its own such mechanisms, own support mechanisms, even if it's in a private or public sector, such as unions, federations, associations, legions and other services to represent them to government and the public, improve conditions of work for the members of the families.
So the next point is equality of service to services to individuals. The police try their utmost to respect all individuals' religious beliefs while dealing with the police. For an example, if someone is in custody and they only eat halal meat, then the police will accommodate them with halal meat because that is their duty to that individual person's religion and belief.
The services as a whole should treat every individual the same regardless of what they look like or what they believe in. This is the whole point of having the public services, as it is someone to go to when you need their help. This is what every service try and impose, that everyone should be equal. Every service that is available to a white man should be available to a black man, and every opportunity created should cater for everyone, not just one race, sex, gender or community.
The duty aims to eliminate discrimination, advance equality of opportunity and foster good relations between people. The duty applies to the public sector and also to others carrying out public functions. The duty applies to all 9 areas of discrimination listed in the Equality Act 2010.
So the next point is equality of service to statutory requirements. The requirements which every police officer must meet are very simple. No discrimination of a kind in the workplace. Must be fair and just to all people, as they all have equal opportunities.
Statutory requirements are and should be in the services the same for everyone and account for every kind of person. They make this a general requirement that they always have to follow, no matter if you're on duty or off. This is good as it accounts for everyone and isn't specifically aimed at one community or particular person.
Next up is accessibility by users. Your service must be accessible to everyone who needs it. If it isn't, you may be in breach of the Equality Act 2010. This means you need to start thinking about how users might access and use your service before you design or build anything. Accessibility is different from assisted digital support, which means helping users with low digital skills or limited access to the web. It aims to ensure public sector websites and mobile apps are accessible to all users, especially those with disabilities or trouble getting access to the web.
The police do try to make it easy for people to access help with the nationwide emergency number 999 and assault a lesser emergency number, which is 101. There are 1,500 police stations around the UK for people to report crimes to or go to for consultation.
The users should be free to contact any service at any case of an emergency, and it should be easy to access. No matter how big or small the call or visit, the police should and every service should deal with the users accordingly and professionally, and remembering the Equality Act at every time. The next up is recognising the needs of citizens as individuals and groups.
Each police officer is instructed to be as helpful as possible with citizens and individuals from the various communities they patrol in. As a public servant, they are supposed to cater for the public and provide any assistance wherever necessary. Their primary duties are the protection of life and property, preservation of the peace, and prevention and detection of criminal offences. In the British model of policing, officers exercise their powers to police with the implicit consent of the public. Police officers can use force and firearms. They address the use of force and abuse of authority, including honesty and integrity. Police officers are honest, act with integrity, and do not compromise or abuse their position. According to gov.uk, which is the government website, at the 31st of March 2018, 93.4% of police officers were white and 6.6% came from all other ethnic groups. These figures show that the police force is predominantly white, with only a small percentage black. The police are using various campaigns to introduce more diverse officers into the force. In evaluation, the effectiveness that the methods that the police are using aren't very good, as there isn't much improvement in diversity and ethnicity throughout the police. Our enlisting help from respective members of diverse communities to help with the campaign. Compared with the army's recruitment, they are putting up all adverts over TV selling the job to people that are minorities, while the police aren't doing much.
Recognising the needs of citizens and as individuals and groups are a key point that the police look at when they use analysis of the effectiveness of their policies. The police officers should be able to judge without showing that they are doing it. And if someone is in a wheelchair, it is self-explanatory that they will need help. This is the same as discrimination to a certain ethnicity. Although this shouldn't happen, certain groups are targeted and the police would take action immediately as they recognise the needs of the community. The duty of the public services is to provide the public with emergency services and help when needed. This said, certain policies like the Equal Opportunities Act by law has been put in play, which helps to create a diverse and equal service to all citizens. This duty aims to make sure the public authorities think about things like discrimination and the needs of people who are disadvantaged or suffer inequality when they make decisions about how they provide their services and implement policies.
I personally think the Equality Act 2010 is very good. It prohibits discrimination in employment or in the provision of training and education, as I've already said, and on the grounds of any of the following characteristics, which are age, gender, disability, marriage, civil partnership, race, religion, belief or sexuality.
The effectiveness of the methods used by the public services to promote equality and diversity is slowly working. By the stats used previously, that between 2007 and 2018, from the percentage of police officers from Asian, black, mixed and other ethnic groups combined increased from 3.9 to 6.6, which shows a steady improvement and is working over time. However, no one should be a majority. It should be equal, and even though policies are put in place, in my opinion, the policies still get broken and disobeyed, therefore the overall effectiveness being lower than expected. The discrimination side of the policy works well, but women officers from 2017 to 2018 decreased by 0.6%. Although this doesn't seem much, 123,142 officers is a massive change from 122,404 officers.
Thank you for listening. You had his arse out.
I still